Today is the 13th day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. How you doing? How's everybody today? Still rubbing my eyes. Gotta get this coffee going. I am usually kind of coming in here already, but I can't decide whether it's tea or coffee day. So once I do decide, you won't know, but I'll pause and I'll sneak away for 5 minutes and then I'll be back. Maybe you'll notice an energy change. I don't know. Probably not. Takes a minute for that to all get in the blood system, you know. Anyway, I am thrilled, honored, grateful, deeply to be here today with you as we continue forward. Now, here we are. End of a week. And so we all gathered together again, once again, and here we are, end of a week. It was brand new, shiny, and sparkly. Now we have lived it, and it will become history, so that we can move forward. And we always gather and just reflect, how did the week go? Like, where did what the scriptures have been doing inside of us, like, where did it come up that we paid attention to what we were doing and we leaned into wisdom? And then also, where did we not do that? And what were the outcomes of both? Right? And so we just observe, you know, maybe where was that one step that went in the wrong direction that caused this spiral? Where did we catch that, though? Where did we catch a spiral that didn't have to happen and didn't happen? This is how we become self-aware. This is how we grow. And this is a good habit to be in. That's why we're in it. And so welcome to the end of another week. Grateful to be here with you, no matter whether it's the beginning, middle, or end of a week. We're here for a singular purpose, and that is to take the next step forward on our journey through the Bible. And so let's do that. Now, by way of reminder, most of the week here, we've been sailing high through the pinnacle of biblical Israel's existence. They reached this apex of peace and prosperity under King Solomon's reign. And the first temple to God that's permanent was erected in Jerusalem. And so this is the finest hour. And I mentioned yesterday, we just reached the absolute pinnacle. It's a bit of a different journey now that we have to kind of go back down the other side. And that's where we are. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 through 12, verse 19. But King Solomon married many foreign women besides the daughter of Pharaoh, women from Moab, Ammon, Edom, and Sidonia, along with Hittite women too, all of them from nations that the Lord had ordered the Israelites, you are not to associate with them, and they are not to associate with you, because they will most certainly turn your affections away to follow their gods. Solomon became deeply attached to them by falling in love. He had 700 princess wives and 300 mistresses who turned his heart away from the Lord. Because as Solomon grew older, his wives turned his affections away after other gods, and his heart was not fully as devoted to the Lord his God as his father David's heart had been. Solomon pursued Astarte, the Sidonian goddess, and Milcom, that detestable Ammonite idol. Solomon practiced what the Lord considered to be evil by not fully following the Lord, as had his father David. Later, Solomon even constructed a high place on the mountain east of Jerusalem that was dedicated to Chemosh, that detestable Moabite idol, and to Molech, the detestable Ammonite idol. Solomon did this for all his foreign wives who burned incense and sacrificed to their own gods. The Lord became angry at Solomon because his heart wandered away from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, and warned him about this, so he would not pursue other gods. But he did not obey what the Lord had commanded. So the Lord told Solomon, "Because you have done this and haven't kept my covenant and statutes that I commanded you, I'm going to tear the kingdom from you and give it to your servant. I'm not going to do this during your lifetime for the sake of your father David, but I will tear it out of your son's control. For the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, I won't tear away the entire kingdom. I'll leave one tribe for your son to govern." After this, the Lord allowed Hadad the Edomite to oppose Solomon. He was part of the royal line of Edom. During David's military campaign against Edom, when his army commander Joab had gone out to bury the dead, he killed every male in Edom. Joab had his entire army of Israel stay there for 6 months until he had eliminated every male in Edom. Ben-Hadad escaped to Egypt in the company of some of his father's Edomite servants, while Hadad was still a little child. They left Midian, arrived in Paran, and left from Paran with some men and traveled on to Egypt, where Pharaoh, king of Egypt, gave him a house to live in, assigned a food allotment to him, and gave him some land. Hadad won the affection of the Pharaoh, who gave permission for Hadad to marry the sister of his own wife, Queen Tapenes. Queen Tapenes' sister bore him his son Genubat, whom Tapenes weaned in Pharaoh's palace, while Genubat lived in Pharaoh's palace with the Pharaoh's own sons. Later on, Hadad learned in Egypt that David had been buried with his ancestors, and that Joab, the army commander, was dead. So Hadad asked Pharaoh, "Please send me out so I can go back to my own land." Pharaoh asked him, "But have you lacked anything from me that would make you want to go back to your own country?" "No," he answered, "but I still really must leave." God also raised up Eliada's son Rizon, who had escaped from his master King Hadadezer of Zobah. He raised an army and commanded a gang of raiders after David had eliminated those who lived in Zobah. Rizon and his army moved to Damascus, remained there, and Rizon ruled from Damascus. He opposed Israel during Solomon's entire reign, in addition to all of the evil things that Hadad did. Rizon also hated Israel while he reigned over Aram. Solomon had a servant, Nebat's son, Jeroboam, who was an Ephraimite from Zereda. His widowed mother was named Zeruah. Jeroboam rebelled against Solomon, and this is why he rose in rebellion against the king. Solomon had built up the terrace ramparts in the city of his father David in order to repair a weakness. Jeroboam was a valiant soldier, and because Solomon observed that the young man was able to get things done, he set him in charge over all the conscripted labor from the household of Joseph. During that time, Jeroboam left Jerusalem, and the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite met him on the road. Ahijah had wrapped himself in a new cloak, and both of them were alone on the open road. Ahijah grabbed the new cloak that he was wearing and tore it into 12 pieces. Then he told Jeroboam, "Take 10 pieces for yourself, because this is what the Lord God of Israel says. Pay attention. I'm going to tear the kingdom out of Solomon's control and give you 10 tribes. I'll leave him with one tribe for the sake of my servant David, and one tribe for the sake of Jerusalem, the city that I chose from all of the tribes of Israel. I'm doing this because they have abandoned me and worshipped that Sidonian goddess Astarte, the Moabite god Chemosh, and the Ammonite god Milcom. They haven't lived my way by doing what I consider to be right and observing my statutes and my ordinances, like his father David did. Nevertheless, I won't take the entire kingdom away from him, but I'll let him reign for the rest of his life because of my servant David, whom I chose, who obeyed my commandments and statutes. But I will take the kingdom away from his son's control and give 10 tribes to you. I'll give 1 tribe to his son, so my servant David will always have a light shining in my presence in Jerusalem, the city that I chose for myself and where I have placed my name. I'm going to take you and have you reign over whatever you desire. You will be king over Israel. If you listen to everything that I command you to do, and if you live your life my way, and if you do what I consider to be right by observing my statutes and my commandments, just like my servant David did, then I will be with you. I will build an enduring dynasty for you, just like I did for David, and I'll give Israel to you. This is how I'm going to afflict David's descendants because of what they have done, though I won't do it continuously. That's why Solomon tried to execute Jeroboam. But Jeroboam got up and fled to Egypt, where he lived as a guest of King Shishak and remained until Solomon had died. Now the rest of Solomon's accomplishments, including everything else he did, as well as records of his wisdom, are recorded in the book of the Acts of Solomon, are they not? Solomon reigned over all of Israel from Jerusalem for a total of 40 years. Then Solomon died, as had his ancestors, and he was buried in the city of his father David. His son, Rehoboam, reigned in his place. Rehoboam traveled to Shechem because all of Israel went there to install him as king. Nebat's son, Jeroboam, heard about it while he was still in Egypt, where he had fled to get away from King Solomon. Jeroboam returned from Egypt after being summoned. When Jeroboam and the entire assembly of Israel arrived, they spoke to Rehoboam. Your father made our burdens unbearable. Therefore, lighten your father's requirements and his heavy burdens that he placed on us, and we'll serve you. Come again in 3 days, Rehoboam told them. So the people left while King Rehoboam conferred with his advisors who had worked for his father Solomon during his administration. He asked them, "What is your advice as to how I should respond to these people?" They advised him, "If today you are a servant, you will serve this people by answering them and speaking kindly to them. Then they will serve you forever." But Rehoboam ignored the counsel that his elder advisors had given him. Instead, he consulted the younger men who had grown up with him and who worked for him. As a result, he asked them, "What's your advice so that we can give an answer to these people who have asked me, 'Please lighten the burden that your father put on us'?" This is what you should tell these people who asked you. "Your father made our burden heavy, but you must make it lighter for us," the young man who grew up with Rehoboam replied. "Tell them, 'My little finger will be thicker than my father's whole body.' Not only that, but since my father loaded you down heavily, I'm going to add to that burden. My father disciplined you with whips, but I'm going to discipline you with scorpions." So Jeroboam and all the people went back to Rehoboam on the 3rd day, just as they had been directed when the king said, "Come back again in 3 days." But the king gave the people a harsh response because he was ignoring the counsel that his elders had given him. Instead, Rehoboam spoke to them along the lines of what the younger men suggested. He told them, "My father burdened you heavily, but I will add to that burden. If my father disciplined you with whips, I'm going to discipline you with scorpions." The king would not listen to the people because the turn of events was from the Lord, to fulfill his prediction that the Lord spoke by means of Ahijah the Shilonite to Nebat's son Jeroboam. When all of Israel saw that the king wasn't listening to them, the people responded to the king's message, "What's the point in following David? We have no inheritance in the descendants of Jesse. Let's go home, Israel. David, take care of your own household. So Israel left for home. And so Rehoboam ruled over the Israelis who lived in the cities of Judah. King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, who was in charge of conscripted labor. But all of Israel stoned him to death, and King Rehoboam had to jump in his chariot and flee back in a hurry to Jerusalem. That's how Israel came to be in rebellion against David's dynasty to this day. Acts 9, 1 through 25. Meanwhile, still spewing death threats against the Lord's disciples, Saul went to the high priest. He asked him for letters to take with him to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any men or women belonging to the way, he might bring them in chains to Jerusalem. As Saul traveled along and was approaching Damascus, a light from heaven suddenly flashed around him. He dropped to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The voice said, "I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up, go into the city, and you will be told what you are to do." Meanwhile, the men who were traveling with Saul were standing speechless, for they heard the voice but didn't see anyone. When Saul got up off the ground, he couldn't see anything, even though his eyes were open. So his companions took him by the hand and led him into Damascus. For 3 days he couldn't see, and he didn't eat or drink anything. Now in Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called out to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord told him, "Get up. Go to the street called Straight, and in the home of Judas, look for a man from Tarsus named Saul. At this very moment he's praying. He has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so he would see again." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard many people tell how much evil this man has done to your saints in Jerusalem. He is here with authority from the high priests to put in chains all who call on your name." But the Lord told him, "Go, because he's my chosen instrument to carry my name to unbelievers, to their kings, and to the descendants of Israel, since I'm going to show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." So Ananias left and went to that house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were traveling, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." All at once, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after eating some food, he felt strong again. For several days, he stayed with the disciples in Damascus. He immediately started to preach about Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "This is the Son of God." Everyone who heard him was astonished and said, "This is the man who harassed those who were calling on Jesus' name in Jerusalem, isn't it? Didn't he come here to bring them in chains to the high priests?" But Saul grew more and more persuasive and continued to confound the Jews who lived in Damascus by providing that this man was the Messiah. After several days had gone by, the Jewish leaders plotted to murder Saul, but their plot became known to him. They were even watching the gates day and night to murder him. But his disciples took him one night and led him down through the city wall by lowering him in a basket. Psalm 131, a Davidic song of ascents, hope in the Lord. Lord, my heart is not arrogant, nor do I look haughty. I do not aspire to great things, nor concern myself with things beyond my ability. Instead, I have composed and quieted myself like a weaned child with its mother. I am like a weaned child. Place your hope in the Lord, Israel, both now and forever. Proverbs 17, 4 and 5. Whoever practices evil pays attention to wicked speech, and the liar listens to malicious talk. Whoever mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker, and whoever is happy about disaster will not go unpunished. Father, we thank you for your word and another week. And the ways that the weeks and the word are intertwined in every way. And we continue to open our heart to you and invite your Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us. And we trust you that you will lead us into all truth. We have a choice whether or not we'll listen, or look, or even obey at all, but you will lead us into the truth. It is available if we will follow a narrow path that leads to life. So come, Holy Spirit, and lead us, we ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base as well. And, you know, it's new around here. And so if you haven't grabbed the new app yet or haven't updated the new app yet, or if you're still on the old app and you haven't upgraded, well, what you waiting for? Come on in. It's so nice in here. It's a brand new Daily Audio Bible shop, and we've been talking all this week about a brand new resource that is clearly striking a nerve and a need. And we really, really considered and prayed and were honest in creating this resource called Spiritual Connection Cards. There are plenty of connection cards and connection games out there, whether that be among friends or among partners or whatever. But as I've been kind of telling this story, you know, the main theme here that sticks is that, you know, Jill and I, we've done a lot of work, and communication, gosh, once all the well-worn paths are cut and the walls are built, and communication disrupted for any length of time in any relationship leads to any number of horribly dark places. And man, we just got thinking about that spiritually, like the relationship that we claim that we have with God faces the same kind of challenges. And when we feel like we have a communication problem in our spirituality, then we are unmoored. And so we created these really with from a mental health perspective, from an emotionally sound perspective, but also from a spiritual direction perspective, to give us conversation starters, give us some things to think about. So there are questions that we might ask God to start that conversation. There are questions that God might ask us to start that conversation, all centered around contemplation and then engaging in the conversation, and it's all rooted in the scriptures. And so we've been really excited and waiting a long time to offer this resource. And it is now available in the Daily Audio Bible shop at dailyaudiobible.com or in the Daily Audio Bible app. So certainly check that out. I've been mentioning, you know, for those of us who are like, wow, I do need that. But man, I know a lot of people, we all find ourselves in this boat at some point, in the fog, not knowing exactly where to turn, not exactly having the language for what to say, not even really understanding or knowing what's going on. So grab a pack of these. If you have people you would like to give them away to, grab 5 packs of these and we'll send you one for you free. The 6th one. And so check that out in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. Thank you. Thank you with all gratitude. There is nothing like this. There is no Daily Audio Bible. There is no Global Campfire if we don't show up every day, if we're not here for each other. So thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Dad family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. I need some prayers for some situations in my family. My aunt is under demonic attack, and the enemy is working through another person, and I would just ask for prayer for both of these people, for my aunt and that other person that the enemy is using, a deliverance for that person. I would like to have prayers for the restoration of my relationship with my sister. I haven't spoken to her in a year and a half. And it's just over worldly nothingness. And I'm going to be traveling up north to where she lives, where her son and her daughter live. And I would very much like to see them. So if you could pray for those two situations. Father God, I just thank you in advance for the things that you're doing in these two situations. I just lift up my aunt and this person that is being used by the enemy. Lord, I just pray that this situation would be resolved and that this person would be delivered from the strongholds of the enemy. And that there could be peace in this situation. And I pray that I would be able to see my sister soon and her son and daughter, and that we would have a happy reunion. I just pray all these things in your matchless name, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, DAP family. It's Peaceful in Pennsylvania. I want to call in a prayer for Dan from Arizona. Dan was a first-time caller. Welcome, Dan. And he had suffered a stroke in 2025 that has caused him to have difficulties with balance and walking, and I would imagine other things. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for Dan. Lord, I ask that you would bless him in the name of Jesus. Surround him with other guys who will encourage him onward in the Lord. Lord, give him a sense of community. Give him people to care for him. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you restore what the cankerworm and the palmer worm ate away. Lord, I just ask that you'd restore all his abilities that he lost with regard to this stroke. Father, encourage him. I just ask, Lord, that you would just bless him in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that he'll be able to walk again and enjoy outdoor activities, have full balance. And Lord, keep him well in the name of Jesus. Lord, Lord, I thank you, God, with long life you will satisfy him and show him your salvation. Thank you, God, for all the goodness and all the good things you're going to give to Dan. Lord, you have good things planned for him, to prosper him, to keep him in health, for a hope and a future. In Jesus' name, amen.
This prayer and testimony is for Lonnie in Idaho, who on April 28th requested prayer for his recent diagnosis of moyamoya. Lonnie, sometimes God heals us miraculously. Sometimes he uses the hands of a skilled neurosurgeon. I don't know why. In my case, it was the latter. Today, I celebrate a milestone birthday. Tomorrow, I will celebrate 9 months post-op from my surgery, and where a skilled neurosurgeon did a routine surgery and graft, but the great physician gave me a new mind. There are a lot of miracles in my story, too many to tell, but I'll remember one the most when he used our friend Brian to speak to me the morning of my surgery. And I just want to remind you, as you go through this, to breathe and let God take care of you. And there is hope. There is life after moyamoya surgery. God bless you. We'll be praying for you in Nevada.
Hey, DAB family. This is Byron out in Florida. Hope you all are doing well. Could use your prayers on an item. At work, a number of people that I've worked closely with have very recently had mental health episodes that have caused some great difficulty for them personally, and I'm just worried for their sake, and I'm asking for prayer that they can be helped and healed and feel the love of God with them. Some of the decisions they've made have impacted our teams, and so I pray for our teams that we can adjust through these times. And myself as a leader, I feel a responsibility to those, not just in the space of work, but for their own well-being and their personal lives, and I try to do what I can to be there as support, but I would appreciate wisdom in that regard to know what best to do for those individuals and for our teams in general. The Lord has told me that this is a time of pruning, which seems counterintuitive to see people kind of falling out like this. But he'll do something great out of it. I just really appreciate your prayers as we go through this difficult time of adjustment, people dealing with various stressors. Thank you that you guys are always there for me. I love you all. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. I haven't called in for a long time. For me, this is Ann from Texas, but we moved about a month ago from Texas to Tennessee, and I'm calling to ask for prayer because right before we moved, I woke up one morning with a high fever and aching all over, and I haven't gotten better yet. And I think it's long flu, because it started with the fever. And I don't walk the same. My voice isn't the same. I am weak and in pain all the time. And I've lost a lot of appetite. I've lost about 15 pounds, and I look skeletal, and I'm trying to figure out how to help myself. It's similar, I think, to long COVID, and I'm trying to get an appointment at Vanderbilt because they are doing research on things like that. But I can't drive. I can't teach our business seminars. I'm trying to talk better. There is some improvement, but I fell in the shower. So I'm really scared. And
hello, this is Daddy Kate. If you would please pray for me, I need a financial breakthrough. I have a couple of job opportunities coming up and I just need some wisdom. But also just, honestly, I need the money coming in. So just please pray for a financial breakthrough, that jobs will work out, and that I can have an increase in finances and really move forward into the things that God has called me to and made me for. That's it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.